Not so long ago, in a land high, high away, the Benjamins and the beautiful dog Ashton had just finished doing a very bizarre musical called Floppingham's Pegasus. But now that journey is over, and the Benjamins with Ashton by their side get ready for their next journey, a talent agency road trip to Clydesdale, the best place in the world.
My name is Benjamin, and I'm gonna have a good day.
My name is Benjamin, and I'm gonna have a good day.
We're two best friends, and we're just living with our other best friend. His name is Ashton, the best dog in the world. And also the most beautiful dog in the world.
Alright, I guess it's turned into an Ashton song. I thought the Benjamins were gonna sing about their lives, but let's just go with this.
Ashton, we love you so much. You always put a smile right on our face.
We both love you a whole bunch. We'll be here any time or place.
It's like he knows just what we say to him.
It's true.
It's like he's the reason for everything that's been happening.
Yes, it's true.
Yes, it's true.
Yes, it's true. Ashton, we love you. Ashton, we love you.
Down, those Benjamins really do love Ashton. But what are they doing? They're getting very distracted. They were supposed to already have left to go to the talent agency for their road trip to Clydesdale. Then they started singing this song for some reason, which had like nothing to do with it.
Oh shit, what are we doing? We were supposed to have left already.
Damn it, Ashton, you're too distracting sometimes.
I know. Sometimes we'll be telling him how much we love him and then 30 minutes goes by.
The Benjamins with Ashton by their side quickly gather their things and make their way to the talent agency. As soon as they and all the other employees arrive, Von Winkle enthusiastically addresses everyone in the office as they get ready for this group trip.
We're going to Clydesdale, everybody. How simply marvelous. How simply marvelous. Everybody finish your joints, blunts, bowls, bongs, vaporizers, and make your way to the giant bus downstairs.
The Von Winkle Talent Agency staff members all head downstairs and start making their way onto the bus.
Hey, Benjamin. You ready to go to Clydesdale?
Of course. Is this your first time going to Clydesdale, too?
Sure is. How about we sit together? I'll save you a seat, right next to me and Scrunchy.
In his head, Fela's thinking, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Yeah, I'd really like that. I was gonna squeeze into one seat with Benjamin and Ashton, but this is a much better idea.
Oswald whispers to Fela.
Wait, so that means Ashton and I are gonna have to sit by ourselves like Helen Keller on a Sunday again?
Just go along with it, dude. Come on, don't ruin this for me.
Well, 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 Benjamins. Looks like we're taking the same bus together.
With Robert in his lap, Harvey gets rolled in on his new wheelchair by Roxford Loxley, since he was incredibly injured during the Floppingham's Pegasus musical and now has to be in a wheelchair for several weeks.
There's only one bus.
I know. Usually I have my own. But since I'm in this wheelchair, now I have to ride on the bus with the wheelchair lift. Looks like it's another round of budget cuts this year, all because of you and your pot sticks.
What? You just said it's because you're in a wheelchair. How's that even related?
I don't know how they're related, but I do know it's your fault. And Ashton's too.
Why don't you just go sit on the back of the bus with Melvin Wednesday, all right, Harvey?
Oh, wait. Melvin Wednesday's here already? Hi, Melvin.
Yeah, he's right behind Joe Jehokovich.
Hi, I'm Melvin Wednesday.
I am Joe Jehokovich.
Yeah, Harvey. Let's go sit in the back of the bus next to Joe and Melvin.
Lift me onto the bus, Roxford. Come along, Lester and Oliver. And Robert. Come on, Robert.
Then Harvey begins to have a nice moment with Robert.
He's a good dog. He's the most beautiful little dog in the world. Hey, Robert. Come here, Robert. Robert.
Now it's starting to get a little weird. I mean, it's fine to play with your dog like that, but when he does it, it's just... ugh.
Robert, why are you so cute? Stop looking at me like that.
Robert!
Come on, Roxford.
With the help of Roxford Loxley, Harvey Blurk gets rolled down the bus aisle as if it was his runway. Following Harvey with Robin in the shadow are Lester Persnickety and Oliver Snagworth. Everyone's going on this trip. No one wants to miss a trip to Clydesdale. It's the best city in the world. It's the best state in the world. I know that sounds like it doesn't make sense, but it's kind of like the same thing with New York, you know? Even if someone's talking about New York City specifically, they'll just say New York sometimes. Same with Clydesdale. The talent agency is heading to Clydesdale City, but everyone just calls it Clydesdale. However, sorry, this is dragging on, but the city is so conveniently built that you can head to all the wonderful areas around the state of Clydesdale using their monorail system, which makes any trip around the state just a short trip away. But to get there, the talent agency is taking a 17-hour bus ride. No point in doing the math. I already did it. It's 17 hours, where anything can happen. Emotions are high, and the sexual tension is staggering.
All right, now everyone knows this, but the bus ride is 17 hours, so that means all of you stragglers need to stop taking your sweet time and get your tushes on the bus. I can't wait one more second to get to Clydesdale. Looking at you, Wada Higginbosh. This year's Sparky Awards set us forward. Because of the top awards we won, I received a grant to teach several seminars at the Clydesdale Conference Arena, where there'll be thousands of people viewing me in my workshops. I have 28 workshops I'm doing. I'll be very, very busy, busy, which means you'll have free time to explore Clydesdale and all it has to offer, because, after all, anything can happen in Clydesdale.
As Von Winkle proceeds to deliver this giant monologue to his employees, 97 feet away, lurking in the shadows, even though it's daytime, which, yes, technically means they can still have shadows. In fact, shadows actually only occur in the daytime, so scientifically, yes, it makes complete sense for there to be shadows during the day. Anyway, lurking in the daytime shadows is the homeless man, who's staring at the group of talent agency employees and looks back to a small clump of his minions and points to Simon Schlittier, a.k.a. Minion Number 4.
Simon, step forward. You're coming with me to a place called Clydesdale.
But sir, why can't we just get the Benjamins at their apartment? Or wait until they go to the park? Why do we have to follow them to Manhattan and now Clydesdale?
There will be no questions from you, Simon. You will do as I say, unless you want me to start calling you Minion Number 4 again.
But sir, I love the name Simon.
Well then, Simon, remember when I told you there's something about the Benjamins?
But sir, of course, I remember everything you say.
The homeless man takes another swig from his groovy light beer bottle.
Well, there's something about this place called Clydesdale, and I can't quite put my toe on it.
But sir, Clydesdale's the best city in the world.
The homeless man takes another large gulp of his Indian pale ale.
That's what they all say. I have no clue. But neither do they. Now move over!
But sir!
The homeless man begins to urinate all over the sidewalk, filling the area with a golden yellow flowing stream of slow-moving pee.
What the hell's this? Is this piss? Oh, what the hell? Who freaking peed over here?
Alright, who peed over here? I'm looking at you, Wada Higginbosh. Everybody on the bus, watch out for the pee.
As the rest of the talent agency makes their way onto the bus, and Carl Salad with Julie Fuley finish putting everyone's suitcases in that side trunk compartment thing that's at the bottom of the side of the bus. You know what I'm talking about. The homeless man and his minion wait until Carl and Julie aren't looking, discreetly jam their bodies into the compartment, and hide behind the suitcases, therefore securing their own spot on the trip.
But sir, how long do we have to wait in here? But sir! But sir!
The homeless man had already fallen into a booze-filled slumber. Once everyone's made their way onto the bus, they choose which seat they want, get comfortable, and prepare for the 17-hour voyage to Clydesdale.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a great time in Clydesdale.
Goodbye, Vivian. We'll bring you back a souvenir. Thank you so much for staying behind again.
Don't worry about me. I'll enjoy the peace and quiet.
Oh, goodbye, Vivian.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Vivian.
You guys are the best. Have a great trip.
As Vivian Hushpuppy waves goodbye to everybody, Von Winkle gets onto the bus and addresses the bus full of staff members.
If you want to pull down the screens above your seat, we'll be playing the classic film Island, starring Jonathan Flavermore and Harvey's very own Robert the Dog. Everybody clap for Robert and Harvey.
Von Winkle's talent agency road trip commences as the bus heads en route towards Clydesdale. Wait, route? Is it route or route? Wow, I really need to fucking look these things up before I do this.
Wait, you like still paddling madly too?
Fela says to Janine later on the bus.
Of course I do. I grew up with the band's drummer, Ed Brimberly.
You grew up with the Ed Brimberly?
Sure did. We've known each other since the second grade. You have a lot to learn about me.
Yeah, I guess I do. That's awesome.
Are you going to the concert coming up?
Of course I am. Are you?
Oh, I'll definitely be there. In fact...
Everybody look out your window! A cow!
Wow, a cow! I've never seen one in person before.
You've never seen a cow before, Carl? What are you, stupid?
I'm not stupid, Gersten. Why don't you go twirl your mustache somewhere else?
Anyway, let's go back to Fela and Janine. Got a little distracted there.
So, did you grow up in New York?
Oh, yeah. I've lived in New York my entire life. I've actually lived in the same apartment my entire life.
No way! You lived in the same apartment your entire life.
Yeah. I grew up with my grandma and she homeschooled me until I was 17. Then I went to public school my senior year and that's where I met Benjamin.
Wait, really? How fascinating. What about Ashton? When did you guys get him?
Oh, Ashton actually came around right after that. It's actually a crazy story.
Everyone, look out your window. There's a second cow.
Wow, a second cow. Right,
nobody cares about the cows. I keep getting distracted. Anyway, let's go back to Fela and Janine again.
Isn't it awesome we're going to Clydesdale? It's all my parents ever talked about. I can certainly see myself living there one day.
Who knows? Maybe you will.
Yeah, maybe in my dreams.
No, I'm serious. Give it time. Anything can happen.
The more time Fela spends with Janine, the more he's really starting to like her. What a shame. Nothing good can come from a straight man having a crush on a lesbian, believe me. A few hours later, while the staff members are at a rest stop, everyone's walking their dogs, smoking their joints, and with Ashton by their side, the Benjamins spark up not a joint, but a casual conversation. Oh, but no, I'm sorry. Yes, they also spark up a joint as well. My bad.
This is great, dude. I finally get to see my mom, dad, brothers, and sisters.
Yeah, they're all in Clydesdale, right?
Yes, Benjamin. I've told you that like 50 times. Ugh, great job, Ashton. That was a great poop.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
Wow, I just realized you're really a dog parent when you start talking about your dog's poops, right?
Yeah, definitely. Wait, going back to your family a second. I know you're the oldest, but everyone else is closer in age, right? You have the biggest age gap?
Yeah, Lara wasn't born until like 9 years after me. I get postcards from them all the time, though. They're all doing great. They love living in Clydesdale.
Everybody loves living in Clydesdale.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the rest stop...
Carl, what the hell do you mean they don't sell Bristlebauer coffee here?
I'm sorry, sir. The lady at the front desk said they were all sold out.
How can they be sold out?
I don't know, sir.
You can't be so Zenodokio, Carl. You need to go back there and demand that she gets us some Bristlebauer coffee right this instant.
Wait, what does Zenodokio mean?
Zenodokio? It means friendly to strangers. Now go back there and be an asshole, Carl.
But I don't understand why you can't just get another brand of coffee. It's just coffee.
Because every other brand of coffee tastes like dog shit. Holson, Wilworths, Nevelia, Ferguson, Folgers, Maxwell House, Kraken Brewers, Smagladarion. Those coffee brands are all terrible.
It's true. Smagladarion coffee is terrible. Smagladarion tea, on the other hand, is great.
Of course, I love Smagladarion tea. Who doesn't?
What the hell are they talking about? I don't know why I showed you this. Anyway, on the other side of the rest stop...
Oh, hey there.
Oh, hola, Benjamin Oswald.
Ooh, I like your sensible scruff. Have you been growing it out lately?
Sí, me gusta cambiarme la barba de vez en cuando. Perdón, tengo que ir al baño.
Okay, bye. Adios.
Fela, with Ashton by his side, walks up to Oswald.
Hey, who's that guy you were just talking to?
Oh, hey, Ash. Oh, I don't know. I think I overheard someone say his name is Escobar. It's either that or Jeff.
Oswald swoons as he watches Escobar or Jeff walk into the rest stop to go to the bathroom.
Benjamin, you good?
Yeah, why do you ask?
Because you're swooning over that guy Escobar, Jeff.
What? No, I'm not.
Well, whatever you do, don't let it get too far. We gotta make sure it seems like we're still boyfriends or we'll get fired. Wow, I never thought I'd say a sentence like that. Man, times sure are crazy, Benjamin.
We can say we're swingers.
Swingers? Are you out of your frickin' mind, Benjamin? We're already lying enough. I don't want to have to come up with swinger stories, too.
What kind of swinger stories?
Yeah, Benjamin, what kind?
Von Winkle and Carl come walking up to the Benjamins and Ashton.
Oh, God damn it. Nothing. Benjamin and I were just talking about some swinger friends that we know.
Well, tell your swinger friends to be careful. I used to be a swinger before my martial arts days, and it's not an easy lifestyle, let me tell you. Me and the gang once ended up face down, ass up behind Diagon Alley at Harry Potter World, and we were all surely in a pickle, let me tell you.
No, really. You don't have to tell us. It's cool.
Hey, what kind of coffee is that?
It's Wilworth's house blend. Tastes like pine cones.
I got Smagladarion tea.
After a few more minutes at the rest stop, all of Von Winkle's talent agency staff members excitedly make their way back onto the bus.
Just 13 and a half more hours till we get to Clydesdale, Benjamin.
Yeah, Janine. Just 13 and a half more hours. Can't wait.
Fela gazes at Janine as she happily hurries onto the bus.
I feel this way each time she goes, and yet there's so much I don't know, but still I can't help but think about her. I wish there was some way to ask her out.
He wants to ask her out.
By the way, I want to remind you again that those background singers aren't really there, you know, I'm just giving you a visualization of what he's thinking in his mind. Is it working? Are you visualizing?
All right, everyone, just 13 and a half more hours to go. Now, when we get to Clydesdale, everyone's rooms are assigned accordingly based on religion and skin color. I'm just kidding. It's not. It's obviously about who makes the most money. So, the presidential suite goes to Robert and Harvey, of course. The vice presidential suite goes to Muffin and Hunter Miltrix. The junior vice presidential suite goes to Snowflake and Lucy Flubowitz. And the vice junior vice presidential suite goes to Flamingo and Dorothy Exelberg.
Well, wait, what about the junior vice presidential suite?
The junior vice presidential suite? Now that just sounds ridiculous, Carl. Everyone else will be getting the basic rooms. Better luck next trip. Now, of course, I wouldn't dare stay at the hotel you're at. I'll be doing what I always do and staying with a very dear old friend, which is a 3-minute monorail ride away from where you'll all be. And yes, we will be having sex all night. I'm just kidding. Or am I? Huh? Who knows?
Yeah, give it to him good, Mr. Von Winkle. Yeah, Winky?
Don't call me Winky. And of course, I'm bringing Twinkie, my dog, who I severely neglect for all of yours. The rest of you, when we get to Clydesdale, would be wise to drop your dogs off at Dog World, the daycare slash amusement park located in Clydesdale City. It's a paradise. And if you say you're a Von Winkle Talent Agency client at the front desk, they'll give you free admission for the whole time we're here. But if you want to take your dogs around Clydesdale too, be my guest. Do whatever you want. Harvey, Hunter, Lucy, Dorothy, April, Lena, Valinka, Abigail, Sydney, Escobar, Erica, I suggest, since your dogs are more well-known and Clydesdale's full of people, have some of their headshots and pens ready to sign autographs, because you're going to be busy, busy, busy. Remember what happened last year with Hunter, Harvey, and Lucy? I don't want any broken bones from the mobs of people this time, so be prepared. You're going to get mobbed. Anyway, I'm having Amber and Nancy pass out your assigned room keys. All right, that'll be all for now. Oh, look, a third cow!
Wow, a third cow! Get a look, Caesar.
Carl Salad lifts up his dog, Caesar, the Puggle.
Look at the cow, Caesar.
Amber Santina and Nancy Fanielson walk around the bus and hand out everyone's room keys.
Here's your room keys, dipshits.
Room 666? I don't want to stay in room 666, Benjamin.
What? Why not? Who cares what the room number is?
Dude, 666 is the number that's purposely used to invoke Satan.
Oh, give me a break, dude. Really, Benjamin? Satan? What, so you think that just because we're sleeping in room 666 that the devil's gonna come up from the underworld and fuck with us? You're a freak.
No, I don't think the devil himself will come up and haunt us, but I do think that weird, creepy shit's gonna be happening just for the sole purpose that we're staying in room 666, and I don't need you to come crying to me once our room has evil spirits floating around in it, okay? It's like that movie Room Number 666.
Dude, you've been watching way too many Satan-themed movies. There's no such thing as evil spirits.
I wouldn't say that with too much confidence, Benjamin Feller. I'll tell you this here and now. I, the narrator, have seen with my own eyeballs spirits from my past, and let me tell you this, not as chill as everyone cracks it out to be. Not chill at all. I actually have a spirit named Harold who won't leave me alone.
Oh, really? You want me to leave you alone? You don't like me talking to you like this?
Oh, shut up, Harold! Get out of here! Sorry, that was Harold again, but don't worry about him. Let's just go back to when they're handing out room keys.
Here's a room key for you, and a room key for you, and a room key for you.
Hey! Why am I the only one not staying at the Clydesdale Suites Hotel? This key is for the peasants in.
You'll have to take that up with Mr. Van Winkle.
Yeah, sorry, Wilbur. They ran out of rooms at the Clydesdale Suites Hotel, so you and a couple of the other junior clients will be staying at Peasants Inn. But don't worry, Peasants Inn is simply marvelous. It's a new themed hotel that opened last year designed to show you what life was like back in the days of old Clydesdale. But they straight up treat you like a peasant, so be careful.
Yeah, be careful, Wilbur. I stayed there last time and ended up working as a sex slave.
Yeah, so be on guard, Wilbur. Wait, what? What did you just say, Carl? What the hell was that about a sex slave?
A few more hours pass on the bus ride to Clydesdale, and Von Winkle just won't stop freaking talking.
Everyone, right before the trip is over, we have to take a group picture right in front of the heart of Clydesdale. It's where Emerald and I first met. How, Emmy?
Wait, what did Mr. Von Winkle just say?
Janine takes the headphones out of her ears.
What? Oh, sorry, I was just listening to my music.
Look, more cows!
Feller looks over to Oswald and Ashton, who are sitting in the seat in front of them.
Yo, Benjamin, what did Mr. Von Winkle just say?
Huh? Oh, he said we have to take a group picture in the front of the heart of Clydesdale.
Oh, that's the giant heart statue in the center of Clydesdale City, right?
Yeah, I guess.
It's more than that, Benjamin. Some say the statue was actually in the exact center of America. It's a symbol of love, hope, and freedom for all.
Oh, that's pretty cool, actually.
Oh, I've heard about the statue. They call it the heart of Clydesdale. When you drive through the front gates, even though it's in the middle of the city, the heart is so big that it still looks close.
Exactly, Janine. Some say that late at night, if you're very quiet, you can still hear the heart beating. But whoever that was a big moron. It must have been really high because it's a statue. And they also asked me if I was a Sagittarius after telling me that, so clearly you don't need to take anything they said too seriously. Never mind. What about you, Tad Diggle, one of our ordinary low-level clients? Any interesting tidbits you've heard about Clydesdale? This is your second trip with us.
Oh, well, they say Clydesdale was the first state to legalize marijuana, which is one of the many reasons why out of the 51 states, Clydesdale's the best.
Aprilina Shishkapoo, one of the many clients who I haven't had time to mention yet, peeks her head out from a seat.
Did you just say 51 states?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Isn't there 50 states?
What? No, there's 51.
Yeah, 50 states? Of course not. There's 51 states.
Yeah, 51.
Yeah, there's 51 states.
Didn't you ever learn the 51 state song? Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Clydesdale, Colorado. I won't sing the whole thing, but everyone knows it.
Yeah, everybody knows that song. In school, they made us drill that song hard.
Yeah, Roxford and I love that song. The 51 State song is a classic.
Yeah, I love the 51 State song.
Well, of course you do. Anybody who's anybody loves that song. Good thing you don't need to know geography to make money from your dog. You can be as dumb as you like, Aprilina Shishkapoo. Wait, everybody, look out your window.
What? Are we there yet?
No, it's a fourth cow.
Wow, a fourth cow. Look, Caesar.
Oh, wait, hold up. Does anybody know a good song about Clydesdale? I want to get us all in the mood.
Play Clydesdale Forever by Granular Convection.
Vomigle types Clydesdale Forever by Granular Convection into his phone.
Ew, I like this song.
I'll just let you listen to the song that they're all listening to. This is Clydesdale Forever by Granular Convection. I don't know who the hell that is, but there you go.
Stepped at the car from the one that was driven. Best city in the world, it's a given. So much love for this place, it was instant. My first day, but I just wanna live in Clydesdale forever, yeah. I just wanna live in Clydesdale forever. Stepped out the car from the one that was driven. Best city in the world, it's a given. So much love for this place, it was instant. My first day, but I just wanna live in Clydesdale forever, yeah. I just wanna live in Clydesdale forever. Oh, it's amazing how much I love this place. It's amazing how much I love this place. Ooh. Yeah, I love Clydesdale. I love this place. It's amazing how much I love this place. Ooh. Yeah, I love Clydesdale.
To the bus ride, honestly, nothing that interesting really happened. There was a lot more interesting things that actually happened when they were first getting on the bus and near the beginning of the ride than actually happened during the rest of the entire trip. I think everyone was pretty tired. Oswald took a nap with Ashton, Thayla nervously conversed with Janine a bit more, then listened to music and took a nap, and Harvey and Roxford felt each other up like they usually do. So, let's just skip to right before they arrive at the front gates to Clydesdale, where Von Winkle is currently finishing his sentence.
And it just kept flowing and flowing, getting all over my dog Twinkie, so that's why I now always use Asiprex. Asiprex, stop your butthole leaks and make your butt feel good. Oh, I just love that jingle.
Yeah. Harvey Bloke points outward from his seat in excitement.
Everyone, look out your windows.
Yeah, everyone, look out your windows.
What? What is it? Oh my god! You're right, Harvey and Roxford. Everyone, look out your windows.
What? Is it a 25th cow?
No, look! We're not in Kansas anymore. We're finally here. We finally made it.
All the staff members frantically try their hardest to get the best view from their bus windows.
Move, I want to see.
I want to see too.
Look, there it is. Clydesdale.
You know, as strange as it may seem, everything the Benjamins have been through led them to this moment. Right now. From their catastrophic rent predicament, to working at the talent agency, from Ashton's commercial to Floppingham's Pegasus, it all led them here, to Clydesdale, the best city in the world.
It's time to get off the bus, everybody. Make sure you collect all your things from the compartment below so you can ready yourselves for the trip. And be sure to let your dogs roam free for a bit. Let them all stretch their legs before most of us bring them to the daycare/amusement park.
Well,
This is amazing.
It's so beautiful, Benjamin.
Ashton begins getting excited. Ready to go to Clydesdale, Ash?
Yeah, Ash, are you ready? We finally made it.
Well, let's go, everybody. Our 3-day Clydesdale adventure awaits.
One by one, the staff members exit the bus as their dogs begin galloping forward, running faster and faster towards the front gates. And in the distance, a giant golden heart statue is seen shining as bright as the sun. They're actually here. Everything they've done has led them to this moment right now. And for those who have never been to Clydesdale, it's more gorgeous than any of them could have ever imagined.
Wow. So beautiful.
I'll never get tired of looking at this.
Can you believe that only a month and a half ago, the Benjamins were both jobless, $2,800 in debt, with no clue of what was going to happen? But look at them now. They're in Clydesdale, the best city in the world. And as Ashton roams ahead with all the other dogs, the Benjamins step off the bus and gaze out at the marvelous land in front of them. And behind them stands the homeless man.
No more wasting time, Simon. Grab my bag of groovy-like beers and follow me.
The homeless man looks around Clydesdale.
Yes, I can feel it. There truly is something familiar about this place. This place called Clydesdale.
But sir, what's the plan?
The homeless man chugs a bottle of his groovy light beer and throws it onto the ground.
The plan, Simon, is to finally do what I should have done a long time ago.
The Benjamins, with Ashton by their side, look around at the magnificent view of Clydesdale. And standing behind them is the homeless man.
They have no clue.
How many times is he gonna frickin' say that?